uncovering the con in conservatism. Rick Smith.
Well, I know that somewhere down inside they're just feeling small and scared. And they need to know that someone out there cares. Have you hugged a Republican today? Have you tried to spread your love to those who love the NRA? Though they might be quite reluctant, 'cause they'll wonder if you're gay. You should hug a Republican today.
Yes, maybe that's the problem. Maybe Roy Moore's parents didn't hug him enough as a child. I don't know. Maybe everyone tomorrow on Election Day should vote for Doug Jones, but give Roy Moore a hug. How's that? There's a thought. Now, the thing that gets me is you got Susan Collins, the senator from Maine, saying that the Senate's going to have a very tough decision to make. Really? A tough decision to make? Look, I understand they're never going to be able to unseat him, but at least investigate it. They're going to have to seat him But at some point, don't you have to at least look into it? Just kind of a thought. I don't know how tough a decision that is. I don't know how tough it is. Anyway, tomorrow, the big day, we're going to find out what kind of a state Alabama is. And I think most of us already know. But here to talk about the big election tomorrow, I've asked Nate Lerner to come talk with us. He's the co-founder of the Democratic Coalition Against Trump. Nate, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
So how are things down in the great state of Alabama this evening?
There's a lot of energy down here. It's been really cool to see. We've been all over from Birmingham to Montgomery, and you know, see a lot of Doug Jones signs everywhere. Everyone seems pretty informed that there is, in fact, an election tomorrow, which is always a good sign, especially when there's a special election.
I've seen the polling done, as I'm sure you have. You've got the Fox News poll that has Doug Jones up by 10. I think you've got the Emerson College poll that's got Moore up by 9. You've got the Mammoth poll that's dead even. This thing's all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, it's been like that for the last 2 weeks now. Even before the election, you saw polls that were back, or sorry, before the scandal, you saw polls that were back and forth. You had one where he was tied. One where Moore was up by 7. And I think that's a reflection of, you know, the difficulty of polling, especially in a state like Alabama. When you factor in cell phones, when you factor in, you know, that it's a special election, it can be difficult to conduct polls, and Senate elections are also difficult. But really the takeaway is that it's a winnable race. This is a race that if enough voters turn out, if we have a strong enough ground game, you know, we can pull this off and flip the state. And make a pretty big statement nationally that, you know, any race is now winnable if this one is.
Nate, I mean, come on. You're talking about a guy who's an alleged pedophile and evidently speaks fluent Russian. In my lifetime, I never even remotely imagined that someone anywhere near the word pedophilia, anywhere near a Russian kind of background, would possibly even be remotely considered for a position in the U.S. Senate is actually, in some polls, way ahead. It's just mind-blowing to me.
Well, that's really the world we live in now is where the facts don't matter anymore. And it's not that these are voters who are sympathetic to pedophiles. You know, they're not pro-pedophilia. It's that they literally just, the message is not getting to them, the facts are not getting to them, and they reject the facts if they do hear them. And you know, they can just make everything partisan now. Suddenly there is, you know, no such thing as reality or a fact because you can just flip it and say, oh, well, that's partisanship. That's just coming from the other side. You know, as we know, you know, Democrats have done a good job of living in reality and accepting, you know, negative things what they are, as we saw with Liz Franken. And, you know, you're not seeing that on the right. And it poses a pretty big challenge to us, but it also shows that we're going to be on the right side of history and that reason will prevail in the end, I think, when enough people come over to the right side because they see that, you know, the right is on the completely wrong side of history.
Yeah, and again, that's the main part here. I mean, especially when you look at a place like Alabama, and we were just down there a couple of years ago when we did our civil rights tour, and, you know, we met some really fantastic people and met some very interesting folks as well. So I'm curious, the people that you're talking to, what kind of response are you getting? Is it as is it as polarized there as we're told it is, or are you seeing something different?
No, it's extremely polarized. I mean, it's polarized more along the lines of urban and rural. In the cities like Birmingham, Montgomery, you know, Mobile, you're seeing Doug Jones lines everywhere, lots of support. We were just at a rally yesterday where Cory Booker was, and they were literally, the office was bursting at the seams. They had a huge crowd outside. They couldn't even fit all the people in there. The energy is very real, and it's really awesome and great to see. But then you have to ask yourself, well, what's going on out in rural communities? And the answer is, you know, it's the exact opposite. It's more to the, you know, folks who are supporting more. And, you know, there really isn't that support for Jones as much. And that's why the polls are so close. But at the same time, you're seeing a new wave of energy for Democrats in Alabama that hasn't existed in a while. And that's very promising and very exciting. Hopefully that'll bring out Democrats in record numbers. They'll, you know, bring some moderate Republicans and independents over as well. And I think enough Republicans here are decent enough to recognize how truly despicable Roy Moore is and write in someone like Jeff Sessions or stay home. Or maybe if they're feeling really good, you know, vote for Doug Jones, but we'll see.
Yeah, or, you know, Mickey Mouse, you know, would be a better choice than both Moore or Jeff Sessions.
Right, which is something I would rarely advocate for, you know, throwing away your vote. But in this case, it's something that it makes sense.
No, I'm at this point, I just can't imagine someone with Moore's. And I guess the other part of this to me is I see Moore as a theocrat. I see him as somebody who would push for, you know, a policies and laws on the level of a Christian Sharia law, which is just, again, something I never thought that would happen in my lifetime.
Yeah, and it's very, you know, hypocritical, too, when he's, you know, attacking Sharia law and he's attacking, you know, Muslims, and he's saying he wants to, you know, believes in following the rule of law. But then at the same time, he won't follow the law when he's told to, you know, remove the Ten Commandments, for example, from outside the Supreme Court. And he's pushing for a theocratic state through Christian values. And, you know, it's not the entire country, the entire state are not Christian. That's not how we operate here. We have something called separation of church and state. And it's, you know, he's such a blatant hypocrite. And what's interesting is the scandal is almost overshadowing how horrible he is outside of these allegations. Because he's just has such a dirty background and so many terrible things in his past that he's done. And there's so many other things to know about him that just disqualify him from being a senator or really being in any sort of position of authority or power or responsibility for that matter. And the allegations are just the tip of the iceberg in my mind. There's a laundry list. And the Jones campaign, from what we've seen from the commercials here and what voters are talking about, have done a pretty good job of communicating that and also staying on the issues of what's so great about Doug. So there's hope. You know, it's definitely, you know, can be a win in the future, but it's going to be tight.
Yeah. I'm really hoping. I'm hoping that all the people in Alabama are registered. They've got their dated voter IDs all up to date and all up to snuff. Because I understand there was also a big win that that evidently the voting, the Bureau of Elections there is going to have to keep all of the electronic stuff for counts and for tabulation, which I guess is kind of a big deal down there.
Yeah, that's a big win, absolutely. And that's something we need to happen nationally. You know, the integrity of our voting system is of the utmost importance, and there's been a lot of questions about it since 2016 on both sides. And when people lose faith in that institution, they lose faith in democracy, a very dangerous slippery slope as well. So it is of the utmost importance that, yeah, you know, that's protected as much as possible. So that was really nice to see, and I hope other states follow suit. And that's certainly something that we're pushing for as an organization.
Yeah, I hope so as well. One of the things that I've been trying to do, and the election's almost over, but I wanted a reporter to pop the question to Roy Moore. As a, you know, someone who believes in the Ten Commandments being plastered everywhere, can you tell me them? I wanted someone to ask him that question because I have this bizarre theory that people who want the Ten Commandments plastered everywhere and giant monuments and all that stuff, they don't actually know them. And they need the constant reminder.
Yeah, I'd be curious if he did or not. You know, I think it's probably been a while since he's actually paid attention to them and followed them. I think he's someone who has found success professionally in his ability to, you know, propagate these extreme values and, you know, kind of warp them to the extreme and kind of following with that. And there certainly is, there certainly are people in Alabama who believe that, but the majority of the state that doesn't represent them. And that's why he's been, been rejected so many times. He barely won his Supreme Court run a couple of years ago, and that was against a Democrat. And that was before all the scandal came out and before, you know, there was such a big push. And we're seeing a really unprecedented investment, both here locally in the state and nationwide, in winning this race. And that's the form of the small dollar donations, volunteers, and we're out of state, we're here helping out. And you're seeing that from folks from all over. And it does give us a really unique chance to win in a historic race, which would be really great to see and very promising for 2018. But on the flip side, if Wormore wins, honestly, we're just going to hold him up as the standard of the Republican Party, and that's only going to hurt them in the coming year.
Yeah, that was my next question. You know, what if he does win, and there are a number of polls that say he's going to, and sadly, I believe he's going to. What's the push then? Because obviously, you're going to want to marry him to the Republican Party and push them into investigating and push them into digging into his past and hopefully eventually ousting him. What's the goal?
Yeah. So I think first and foremost, it is like you said, to kind of hold him up and marry him to the party as much as possible. It's going to be very fresh in people's minds, and he's already a very national figure. I'm always surprised when people say, you know, when I say I'm going down to Alabama, they're like, oh, why? I'm like, well, haven't you seen the news? You know, this is a winnable race all of a sudden because the Republican down there has, you know, been accused by 9 women of you know, sexual misconduct and, you know, pedophilia. And because of that, because it's such a terrible scandal, he's very well known. And so now you have this figure who can be used to motivate Democrats and also be used to flip over the more moderate voters and the independents, the folks who are kind of on the fence, and you can tie him to the party, and you can say, this is, you know, Republicans' hypocrisy, this is what they value, it's a party over a country for them. And it's going to be fresh because it's, you know, the elections only start in, you know, what, like 10 months or so. It's going to be very easy to make that connection, and because, you know, you could potentially see some investigations coming forward, I would really hope civil suits are brought as well, potentially. And if we can keep him in the news, we can keep him relevant, we can keep their backs to the wall in this, it's absolutely something we can use for 2018. And you've seen a lot of Republicans still have some brains left, who have been distancing themselves from him, but it has not been enough, and it won't be enough in 2018 if he wins.
Yeah, in fact, a woman who had worked for the RNC just resigned today over the RNC's support of Roy Moore. Let me ask you the other side of this. You know, I saw a video today that, you know, just kind of made me go, wow. You know, Roy Moore was doing an interview and the guy asked him, you know, they were talking about Putin and Russia and, you know, saying evidently Roy Moore thinks that he's got more in common with Russia and Putin over same-sex marriage than here in the U.S. And at the end of the clip, they had, you know, there he was speaking what appeared to be, you know, just perfect Russian. And made me go, you know, which is he faking, the accent from from someone from the South or the Russian, and I got to be honest, I look at all of these connections and all of this Republican Party and Republican candidates and Russia, this connection just, I got to be honest, it freaks me out and it makes me really concerned about the future of this country and the future of our democracy.
Yeah, I think it's really, any way you look at it, it's very concerning. You know, any spectrum as far as, you know, how extreme you think the ties go. Because even if there are no ties, which I think, you know, obviously there are, it's pretty clear that the Republican response has been, you know, less than acceptable, to say the least. And it's a bit concerning that in the face of this level of controversy there, their calls for investigation and or their lack of calls for investigation and their lack of you know, loyalty and patriotism is very concerning because it shows, like, so this is, you know, what things look like when, you know, the chips are down and when, you know, we truly have this real scandal, this very, very real threat to democracy and our electoral institutions. This is the Republican Party's response, and it does scare me a bit that this is where they stand, ties or no ties. But at the end of the day, it's clear that there's quite a, you know, a lot of things have missed with it internally within their party, that this monster they've created and have lost control of. it shows that why the work that we're doing matters so much, because it really is to protect a lot of what we built as a country and a nation. I do feel really good about how we've been fighting to hold Trump accountable and also hold Republicans accountable for their failures in regards to the Russia investigation. And I think the wave that you're seeing in response to all this on the left is not only is it unprecedented, but it's been effective. We saw that in Virginia, and even though we didn't win in Georgia or Montana, you saw the needle shift there quite a bit. And same thing in Alabama. Win or lose, this has been truly historic, and it's something that we can carry over to 2018,
right?
And feel really good about. So I'm really excited for at least what we're building nationally.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to 2018 as a time to right the ship and to get to make America decent again. I mean, just. I'm not even going for good. I'm just going for decent.
Yeah. Let's just get back to par. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back to sane. How about rational? How about some of those things? Last question I've got for you. You've spent some time down there and you've talked to people. Anything? Any moment where you just hit your head and go, I can't believe that just happened.
Yeah, it's so many voters down here who are just able to overlook the scandal and overlook everything he's done. It's not really one moment in particular. I guess we were hearing an interview on the radio on the way down here with a voter, and they're asking him all these questions about the issues and about Moore and Jones, and he really just didn't have a stance, but was just clearly just going to vote Republican just because that's what you do. You vote down ticket, you vote Republican. And it's really shameful that in this day and age where there's so much information available that people are still just, pulling the lever for one side. But it's really clear that, Doug Jones does represent a lot of values for the state, and Roy Moore does not. And it's just this terrible loyalty to a candidate and to a party that have really lost their way. And it's embarrassing that's the party that controls so much of our country right now.
Yeah.
But again, I think it's going to catch up with them in the long term because, I think if you look at the numbers, there are still enough sane Americans. They just got to vote. So
I hope
that's the issue. We just got to get them out.
I hope you're right. But at the end of the day, as bad as the Broncos have been this year, I still watch every game and I still hope that they win. I've likened our politics to this team sport mentality, and I'm hoping that there are some people who look at their team and go, "We've got some problems."
Yeah, even on the left or on the right.
Exactly. Nate, I appreciate the time. I'd love to have you back on again as this wraps up. Get some more of your thoughts down the road.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. I appreciate it. Nate Lerner. He's one of the co-founders of the Democratic Coalition. You can check out their website. We'll get a link at therickSmithShow.com. Let's take a quick break. Right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Controversial, thought-provoking, opinionated. Rick Smith.